Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Galatians 5, verse 22. Watch this now. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us. Now watch it. The result of His presence in us is what? Love. Unselfish concern for others. Joy. Inner joy. Inner peace. Patience. And patience is not the ability to wait. It's what it is how you act while you're waiting. You know, I'm sitting in the drive-thru. Come on, you idiot. Come on, get going. Come on, I'm waiting. But my attitude stinks. Come on. You can be a greeter at the door smiling, but you, I don't have to. So it's the heart. God is always looking on the heart and the motive of what we do, whatever it is. He looks at our motives. Remember He said, you Pharisees, you clean the outside of the cup, but inside is full of dead men's bones. It should not be so. That's what Jesus said. So we can pretend, I did the teaching on being a book. The cover of the book looks great, but you don't always read a book by its cover, should you? What's on the pages in between? And in between can be the biggest load of nonsense, but the outside can look good. So we need the presence of the Holy Spirit in us to change us. Because I always want change. I want to become better, more gooder, however you say it, more lovely, more full of grace, more empathy. I want me to be like He. And that's what God is wanting, for us to be in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. And He was full of grace, love, and mercy. Amen. And now watch here. He says, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Woo! Against such things there is no law. God's word says the spiritual nature produces this. He says the spiritual nature produces in God's word translation. Now, even though the translators capitalized the word spirit over there, but the fruit of the Spirit, in most translations you'll see it's capitalized. That is, normally they would capitalize for God, for the Spirit of God, or for Jesus. Amen. You always say capitalization. But now, sometimes the interpreters got it wrong. For instance, in Romans 8, 14 and 15, he says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. For you've not been given a spirit of death again, but you've been given a spirit of adoption. And then he says, and the Holy Spirit itself. He's not in it. They made a mistake. Himself. Amen. So even though they capitalized the word spirit, the fruit he's talking about here is a fruit of the born-again, recreated human spirit. It's a fruit that should come from a recreated human spirit. Now, let me just say this, and some of you might get shocked at this. It grows in us, first of all, because of the Holy Spirit in us. It grows in us because of the Holy Spirit in us. The New Life Version says, but the fruit that comes from having the Holy Spirit in our lives is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, all those things. So he says there, the fruit that comes from having the Holy Spirit in our lives. We bear the fruit, not Him. So many people think it's the fruits of the Spirit. Let me tell you what, the Holy Spirit is everything. He's all perfect. He's holy. He's love. He's gentle. He's kind. He is fruit. He doesn't bear fruit. We bear fruit. He's the vine. Is he not the vine? Does he not say it? He says in John 15, 3, we are the fruit-bearing part. Look at John 15, 3. He says here, I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser, which is a worker of the soil. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. The branch bears fruit, not the vine. Amen? So if you're the branch, then you're the fruit bearer. Amen? So we're waiting for, you know, we've said and we know this, Romans 5:5 says, the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, which was given to me. That's true. It has gone in. But I've seen some people born again with the Holy Spirit in the most ugly, nasty people with no love. It's not an automatic thing that happens. Listen, you cultivate fruit and fruit grows through the process of time and nurture. If you plant a tree, you water it, you weed it, you put stuff on it, you whatever it is you do to it, and the tree grows and you spray the fruit so the bugs don't get it, etc. You nurture the fruit. And then you get good ripe fruit. Amen. Well, it's the same thing with us. We've got the Holy Spirit empowering us to nurture the things that we saw in Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such, there is no law that can stand against that. Amen. So what we see here, watch here, he says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. I wonder if that could be the people that said, Lord, Lord, didn't we pray in your name? Didn't we cast out devils? Didn't we heal the sick? And God said to them, get away from me. I never knew you. Could that be a person with lip service and no actual change, heart service? Amen. So we've got to be very serious about God and be joyful because he's taking care of us. He already has taken care of us. I want to say this again. Everything you need, everything you will ever need from God has already been provided for you. You don't believe it? Put your hand on your heart. Say, everything that I will ever need from God has already been provided for me. He's provided everything in Ephesians 1:3. All your healing, all your health, your finances, your peace of mind, your joy, everything has been provided. He's not coming back to get on the cross again. He didn't forget a sickness. He didn't forget about inflation. He didn't forget about those things. He didn't forget anything. He completed it on the cross. Done deal. Amen. Or oh me, but say something. All right, now watch ya. Now watch ya. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. That's why you're a work in progress always. You think you've arrived, you say, I've got more for you. And there's a difference between pruning and cutting down. Amen. Amen. And when you've been pruned, how many of you got a fruit tree or ever pruned a tree? Why did you prune it back? Because it grows back better, fuller, the whole deal, right? So God prunes. He wants us to complete, never stop growing. He doesn't want you to ever stop growing. That's why we got to be a lifelong learner. Ooh. Say, so I'm a lifelong learner. And what you don't know can hurt you. All right. So now watch ya. Now verse 3, he says, you are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me, here it is again, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. That means abide, not come and go. It means residence. What's your residence? Jesus. You got to abide in him. Then watch what he says in verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. You don't have to try to be a branch. So many people are trying to act like a Christian. Stop trying and get the Holy Spirit activated and you will start acting like a Christian. You are already a child of God. Now what you got to do is surrender to God and know that he's the vine, you're the branches. He that abides in me, once again he says, and I in you, the same brings forth what? How much? Much fruit. If you're living in him and he's living in you, you're going to bring much fruit. Right? And then he said, for without me, you're not going to produce nothing. So the fruits we're talking about is Galatians 5, 23 and 22. He doesn't need to produce those fruits. We need to produce them. Amen. Amen. And the first fruit, amazingly, is love. Think about it. For God so loved the world. And John 4, 1 John 4, God is love. And then they write a song, not even aware that they sang what the Bible says. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love, love is all you need. I wonder if God inspired someone to put those words. I wonder. Don't underestimate God's power to take the most sinful person and get them to start preaching the gospel. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. One of the worst dictators in history. This God is the true God. If you don't worship him, you're going to die. God can take an ass and make that ass speak to you. He did it with Balaam, right? So don't think God can't get somebody who thinks, oh, look, I'm a superstar. I can sing. And I've got 20,000 people every time I open up the doors. Give them something that they say they don't even know they're saying it. So he says, yeah, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you'll bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You can't bear the fruit of love. You can't bear the fruit of patience, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. You can't bear that fruit without the help of the Holy Spirit in you. But you are the fruit bearer, not him. He encourages, leads, guides, and directs you to bear the fruit, but you have to submit. Everyone say submit. Okay. So now, what's the time? Okay, you got a bit of time left. All right, so it's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's the fruit of your recreated spirit. It comes from the recreated man. And if you're not born again, you're never going to produce those fruits on an ongoing basis. Amen. And so he wants us, it's pretty obvious, that God requires us to be fruit bearers. Does he not? He talks about it throughout so many different scriptures. Amen. And you think about this. God, there's something about the tree. You think about the tree. There's so many references to the tree. There was a tree planted in the garden that God said, don't touch of that tree. Or he didn't say touch. He said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It starts with a tree. And it ends up with a tree. On the cross. And God talks to us like trees planted by rivers of living water. You understand? So there's so much referencing to the trees, and the trees are where the fruit is produced. And God said, I'll give you all these fruit trees, all these trees, all these plants for your benefit. Did he not? For you to grow and live and learn and love. All those trees, just don't touch this one. But all those other ones will sustain you, bring you life, bring you joy, bring you peace, bring you prosperity. So the fruits of the Spirit, when you walk in the fruits of the Spirit, your human creative spirit of Galatians 3:22, you will start to see so many different things take place in your life. It's amazing because love, the first fruit, never fails, the Bible says. Love never fails.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30.